This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the government shutdown now behind us, President Trump is off to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland later this week. He's giving the closing speech at the annual gathering of the rich, famous, and powerful. And according to economic advisor Gary Cohn, today in the White House briefing room, he's doing a little selling as well.
The president is going to Davos to speak to world leaders about investing in the United States, moving businesses to the United States, hiring American workers, changing the direction of our economy to be one of the biggest and best and most efficient economies in the world.
That is the official line from our European desk in London. Marketplace's Stephen Beard explores some other possible motivations.
Davos seems to stand for everything that President Trump dislikes, a liberal global elite living high off the hog from the proceeds of free trade, while ordinary mortals struggle. So why on earth would he want to attend?
I think a lot of this has to do with the fact that Xi Jinping was there last year.
The Chinese president was the star turn at last year's forum, says Mike Jakeman of the Economist Intelligence Unit, and that rankles.
The fact that Xi Jinping was able to kind of seize the stage and position China as potentially a world leader was a bit of an affront to Trump, let's be honest.
Especially since Xi Jinping cast himself as the champion of free trade, global cooperation and multilateral decision-making. But come Friday, it'll be payback time. Trump will take center stage and make the closing speech. What's he going to say? John Raines of IHS Market thinks it'll be a nuanced version of America First, but only slightly nuanced.
Really, we can all work together as far as a multilateral economic agenda, but only if it favors the United States.
Not quite the Davos creed. If Trump does speak bluntly, it may ruffle a few feathers among the 70 heads of state attending. But Raines believes he'll be well received by many of the 1900 CEOs and other plutocrats present.
I think that there's an opportunity here for many members of the Davos community to find many things in common with Donald Trump, vis-a-vis lowering taxes or just a general economic agenda that focuses on lowering government regulation.
Davos provides the world's best networking opportunity. Deals will be done. Central bankers will confer nervously over the difficult year ahead. But it'll be the glitziest shindig on the planet for the plutocrats. And that, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank, includes Donald Trump.
He's a rich guy, and he's comfortable with other rich guys. And I think that there is no place on earth where the rich are happier than congregating in Davos once a year.
Which may be why a US presidential appearance is a rarity. Hobnobbing with the global elite in a Swiss ski resort doesn't always play so well back home. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.